Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Ted. When Mark Wahlberg's a little boy, he makes an innocent wish which comes true. He wants his teddy bear to come to life. Trouble is, he has no idea the wish would stick, and Ted is alive and kicking all the way into adulthood, and he has no intention of going anywhere.
I'm only saying this because I love you. Please ask Ted to move out so we can move on with our lives.
He's been my best friend since I was 8, so I'm not that psyched to just kick him out. Sometimes I think back to that Christmas morning when I was 8 years old. I wish I'd just gotten a Teddy Ruxpin.
Now, when you think about it, what could be cuter or more endearing than having your super cute and cuddly best buddy come to life? That is so sweet. But when you factor in that the cute and cuddly companion grows up to be a man bear and that the movie about that grown-up companion is rated R, that's just creepy. But then you have to remember the movie stars Mark Wahlberg, superstar of The Fighter and The Shooter, so what could go wrong? Well, you have to remember The Happening, also starring Mark Wahlberg. I still have not forgiven a single soul that was involved in that complete disaster. Sorry, Mark, but what were you thinking? But somebody definitely owes me big time for all the therapy I needed after that one. So this movie could go either way. You hope it's great, but there's a chance it's not. Now into a movie not involving a teddy bear in any way, it's Lola Versus. Well, Greta Gerwig, she's all excited about her wedding, which is just around the corner, until her fiancé calls it off. Well, she's completely devastated and spends the next entire year of her life trying to find herself and maybe another relationship.
Honey, you're gonna die when you see these flowers. Honey, what's up? Did you have a stroke?
I don't think I can do this.
I feel like everyone saw it coming but me.
Nobody saw it. It was like lightning.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm choosing to be alive.
This is good.
You need to be on your own again.
Well, I guess this maybe I should have expected when you make a movie about the aftermath of a breakup, and no matter what they say, is not a comedy in any stretch of the imagination, not clever in any way, and certainly not compelling drama of any kind. Well, you pretty much get painfully boring, not exciting, lackluster movie-like thing. Oh, sure, the movie tries to fool you into believing that just maybe it might be a soul-searching masterpiece with Lola versus her boyfriend, herself, and the world. But really, I ended up just wishing this was Lola versus Silva, Holyfield, or even Mike Tyson himself. I just wanted somebody to TKO this thing and make it stop. But in the end, there was one good thing about this movie. It gives me one more choice when deciding worst movie of the year. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Lola versus is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.